Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about solutions and tips on surviving and thriving in tough economic times. Because as you guys know, if you've been following anything in the news lately, everything has just been bad. From the economy to, you know, wars. I don't want to get on the crime. It's just a lot going on in the world. And it's been like that for the past couple years. And I don't know if it was always like this, but it seems like, man, when 2020 hit, it just seemed like there's crisis after crisis after crisis. And to me, it's interesting. But I just want to give you guys on tips how to thrive and what to do in situations like this. Not saying you guys don't know, but from what I'm trying to do in my perspective, I think that we should be treading with caution with almost every area of our life, especially in when it comes to how we're choosing to spend our money, how we're going to invest in this time, and things like that, because the economy is not getting any better. You keep hearing me say that. I've been saying it for a long time because it's true, man. It's like inflation is raging. Interest rates are going up. And I think that a lot of people that are investing in the stock market right now are looking at these stock splits and being like, oh man, that's a good deal. That's a great buy. But I don't think people are understanding the underlying reason on why these mega corporations are doing these stock splits. So to give you an idea, Amazon just did a stock split. I believe it was 20-1. Amazon, as you guys know, you've heard me say before, they haven't been making profit for a long time. You know what I mean? I think recently, maybe about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, they finally started generating revenue. Prior to that, they were constantly raising funds or they were constantly in the negative because all the money that they got, they were just reinvested into the business, or they had the ability to go out there and get loans and interest rates were super low. So you could do that. But I mean, if rates are, you know, 6 or 7%, that means that these people are not able to get loans as cheap as they were before. So it's better for them to do a stock split because a person is willing to buy more shares at $100 versus buying one share at $2,000. So if you do a stock split and you allow more people to be able to invest in your company, that's just giving you more money. Tesla did a stock split maybe 18 months ago, and they're doing another one, a 3-1. I think Tesla stock price is $700. And they're going to do a 3-1. So you'll be able to get it. So they're, and I know they're talking about doing layoffs. Elon Musk has been open about that. But I don't think people are making the connection with them doing another stock split. It's not just because they want to keep splitting the stock. By all means, they're trying to raise more money because either they can't go out there and raise funds like they were doing before because they need the capital. And Tesla has never been profitable ever. And so all the money that they get, they're reinvesting it back into the business. So they're constantly raising funds all the time. So they can't go out here and probably get debt at a level that they were getting it before. So it makes sense for them again to do a stock split to get people to invest in their company and make more money. So there's quite a few mega corporations that have been doing this. In addition, you're seeing a ton of layoffs. And we're at the very beginning of this. You heard the UN recently come out with an article saying there's going to be a global food shortage. I've been saying that for the past year and a half. And so now that's coming to more fruition. Like you just see, like I said before, when you know history, when you understand economics, you can see that a lot of these things were coming. And you can tell that the economy, you've almost heard me say this, has a lag. So all these things that we were going through and people were talking about previously in these supply chain issues, they're now starting to come full circle. And we're just in the beginning. And inflation, you know, and inflation is raging. And I kept telling you guys it was going to keep going. And I gave you a couple companies to invest in. I told you oil and gas. Right now, I paid $7 for gas yesterday. I was in Anaheim at a fight. And when I left, I had to, you know, stop and get gas. It was $7. And now the national average across the U.S. is $5 and some change. And they were saying that it's probably going to go to $6. So for me, if gas nationally goes to $6, then I'm probably going to be spending $10 in California. So all these different things are just starting. And so previously, when I was talking to you guys on the podcast, I was telling you guys what to look for. And like, this was happening. This was happening. That was when people were in school. It wasn't even the summertime yet. All the economies weren't open. Now we're not doing, at least for the U.S., we're not doing international COVID checks anymore. So you can just come in or come back to the U.S. without having to do any kind of COVID testing. Everything is basically opening back up. So that's going to create more inflation. The summertime's coming. People are going to be traveling more. That's going to drive the price of everything up again, especially oil. So oil typically peaks in May, but since there is, I want to say, pent-up demand because people aren't able to travel or do certain things, that's gonna take force in the next, I don't know, month. It's already going up. You know what I mean? The gas went back down in California to roughly around $5 for maybe a month. And so then now we're back. Now we're at $7, and it's just going to continue to go up because there's no school. People are out of school. People are traveling. I myself are, you know, taking my son to go see my mom for him to hang out with her. He's going to do a lot of other things. So we're just moving around, like going to Palm Springs, just moving around. And so, you know, with that, when kids are out of school, you can't just keep them crammed in the house. So you have to do other things to make sure that they're active, make sure they're doing certain things. So like, people are going to be out here, man, for the summer. So just expect gas to keep going up and be prepared to brace yourself for they're going to be higher ticket sales because, again, people are traveling more. They just got to find things to do over the summertime, especially, again, if you have kids. And even if you don't have kids and you have a job, most people take vacation between June and July. A lot of people take it in July and August. So throughout this time, you're going to see these different things. And I told you guys about TECK and Starbucks. These are some companies that you should be looking into considering the food shortage that's coming. You know what I mean? We got to get the shipping. We're going to start shipping different things from other countries that we can't get from the Ukraine. So Starbucks is a good company that you guys should look at that's shipping commodities and things like that. And TCK, there's another company. I would even look at ET, Energy Transfer, considering that we are at an energy deficit globally, and that's getting worse as well. And the U.S. is in a deficit as far as oil when I thought, you know, the current administration said with the release of the special reserve of oil that it would carry us through to the end of December where pricing on oil would be cheap. I mean, that was a lie. So now we've ran through the oil reserve that we had. So now that's depleted and prices are still high. So I don't know what they plan on doing. So with these things in mind, man, I think you guys should look at, again, what's going on in the economy. And if you are still trying to invest, I would invest in things like that. I would invest in companies that are going to be shippers of goods, or I would invest in countries like India cut off wheat shipping. They're like, we're not shipping out any more wheat to anybody. We're hoarding it. So the Ukraine, with Russia, they got the Black Sea that is being blocked by Russia. They're not letting anything go out. That's going to create a more of a shortage because they're not letting anything flow through the Black Sea and, you know, Ukraine and other countries ship through that area. So that's why I like Starbucks, because I think Starbucks is based out of Italy. So you can get some of the goods that we're going to need. We're going to get it coming from that region as well. So that's why I think you're getting into that company who's going to be supplying goods to other parts of the U.S. Because obviously in the U.S., we're not going to have as much of a food crisis as like Africa, Asia, and other parts of the world. But I mean, I went to the store the other day, and some people don't eat sriracha sauce, but there's a sriracha shortage. You know what I mean? That's something not that big of a deal, but that could be a big deal to someone. So I was in the store the other day when I seen an article, and there was literally one bottle in the aisle. And I'm like, man, I can get this bottle and sell it on eBay. So what I think you guys should do, I think you guys should start stocking up on certain things. Because if you remember during the pandemic, the market, when you would go to the store, everything was out. And so if we get to the point of where we have extreme deficits, the government will, like they did it back in the day, they will enforce some kind of, I forgot what it's called right now, but you would only be able to buy a certain amount of things. And so you would be limited to the amount of items that you can purchase at the grocery store. And so like during the pandemic, at least in California, they were not allowing you to buy more than, I think it was like one roll of toilet paper or, you know, 1 gallon of milk, things like that. So if they do something like that, I mean, the more goods you have in the house, obviously you'll be protected because you won't run out. But you could also put some stuff on eBay and sell it. Like a lot of people were doing stuff like that, man. I've seen a lot of people like selling toilet paper on eBay. And I'm like, hey, you know, I hear you. So they're going to be a lot more price gouging. So, I mean, and the cost of goods is going to continue to rise. And I can't think of that podcast that I did where I was talking about inflation being at like 9 or 10%. But we're at 8.6 right now. So it's going up. I think people were saying that it was going to come out at 8.3, that it was going to be unchanged. Yeah, right. There's no way. So I think by the time July gets here, because the 8.6 that we have, that's coming from May. So when they run the next numbers in July, it's going to be from June. And if gas just hit $7 in California, then obviously when the June numbers come out, it's going to be super high. You know what I mean? So I think you guys should start stocking up on a lot of different goods that you can have. If you don't have space in your house, figure out how to create space or go out there and get a small storage unit at like a public storage. Couldn't be no more than, you know, $100 or maybe less than that. But it could be worth it. It could be worth it if you get supply and a lot of things and you can stock up on it and you can sell it on eBay. So that's one way to hedge inflation, because you basically now create a small business, kind of, in essence. So I think you guys should also think about starting a business. Like Uber was started during the last recession. A lot of companies that are successful now started during the recession. Tesla was started in the 2008 recession. And look at Tesla. So if you guys do your research on that, you will see that a lot of companies do start in recession because a lot of ideas are formed in that time frame. And this is going to be different than any other recession that we've had because of the amount of debt that we have, the supply shortage that we have, the amount of money that's in circulation. Like there's a lot of reason on why this is going to be a different recession. And so I think you guys should be creative and come up with an idea or a solution for what's going on right now or what you can see in the future. So that's kind of what businesses do. Businesses come up with solutions for things that they foresee. Like for me, for instance, InvestFar, I learned how the housing market worked. Also me, you know, working at the bank, I understand how housing works in the financial system. So I knew that me creating a platform like InvestFar made sense, because if you have ever sold your house before, nobody wants to pay 15 or 20 grand just to sell their house. So with me creating that platform where there's zero commission, more people are going to want to sell their house on InvestFar later on because they get to save that 20 or 30 grand just for selling their house. Like, I don't think people should be paying that much money, especially if your house is more expensive, like everyone's house is now because of inflation. You got to give up $30,000 to $40,000 just to sell your house. That doesn't make sense to me. So I also knew that there was going to be a lot of people in foreclosure. And so I created that platform for that as well. So, you know, we get a lot of off-market properties from people that are going into pre-foreclosure. So if we get these houses under contract, we can help these people sell these houses and keep more of their money before they even go into foreclosure. So I saw that coming as well. And that ties back into the book, The Real Estate Investing Diet. I seen all of this coming because I paid attention to the last recession. And so The Real Estate Investing Diet breaks down how to find these people that are in pre-foreclosure and help them out before they go into foreclosure. It also breaks down different exit strategies depending on the economic cycle that we're in. And right now, the book really highlights what to do in this economic cycle. We're out of the fix and flipping stages because who can buy a house because interest rates are so high. So me seeing all these different things, I was able to come up with those ideas, and they're good businesses, and they're going to be way better throughout this next 2 to 5 years because of the current economic cycle that we're in. So me seeing that, that's what I mean. So start a business based on what you can foresee coming out of the environment that we're in, or what kind of solutions you can come up with in the current environment. And that goes back to me saying, I mean, you go out there, I'm pretty sure like Costco and Sam's, I mean, they just had a surplus of stuff in their warehouse. And so they came up with the idea of doing something like Costco and Sam's. I mean, Walmart came from, you know, Sam's came from Walmart. So obviously he had the idea of doing something like that. So, I mean, what would be the difference between you guys stocking up, getting a public storage unit and putting stuff in there and selling it on eBay? eBay is a business. I mean, you can run it like a business if you want to, or you can run it under your personal name, but you know, why not do something like what I'm saying and turn it into a business? Amazon is the same thing. Amazon is a wholesaler's marketplace. These people are getting these products from China and they're selling them on Amazon. So it's in essence, basically what I'm saying you do if you know that we're coming up on shortages of different things. There's a business right there that you can do, and you know that this is going to get worse. Like I said, we're in the beginning stages and the war in the Ukraine is still going on. So this food shortage is going to be a thing as long as that war is going on. Considering the supply chain issues, it's just going to continue. Like, who knows how long this thing can last? Because if that war lasts 2 years, then if there's a lag in the economy, they might take that thing 3-4 years before it's cleared up because of all the issues that happened in that 2 years. So you got a long runway of time if you start a business right now. So that's why I think you guys should do it. In addition to that, you know what I mean? Like I would start a business, and when you have time, I would allocate some of that time to getting into real estate investing, because the next time there's always going to be recessions. So the next time there's a recession after this one, you're going to have a run up in prices. You're going to have inflation again. Like, this is something they're going to continuously do. So there's going to be a correction in the real estate market of about 30 to 40%, depending on the market, because all areas didn't get inflated as much as some. So if you get the real estate investing diet, it's going to break down different strategies. I think the pre-foreclosure strategy is the one that you guys should be looking at right now. Foreclosures have increased 157% in the last 2 months. That is just going to continue. The more that the economy gets worse and worse, people are not going to be able to afford their houses. Like, if gas goes to $6 nationwide, that's going to be a problem. Even if you had a job, you are now spending an extra $200 or $300 a month on gas alone. If food keeps going up, I mean, so now you got $300 in gas alone, and then you got to add another $600 in food. If you don't get a raise, and even if you got a raise of $1 or $2, that's only going to give you maybe an extra $200 a month annually. You know what I mean? So if you get $200 a month and your expenses went up $600, something's not going to work. Like, you can't pay something. So are you going to try to pay to survive, or are you going to pay the mortgage? Like, which one are you going to let go? So I think some people might not even have the option on what they can choose from. So I think you should worry about getting pre-foreclosures, because in addition, you can get these houses and you can keep these loans in place.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFAR. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
Ideally, you get a house that's in pre-foreclosure. For example, I got a house the other day. This guy's trying to get me to buy his house. He's in a bad situation. He refinanced his first mortgage, but he forgot to refinance his second mortgage. So now he's in default on his second mortgage. It's only $65,000. His first mortgage is $365,000, and the interest rate is 3.8%. That is amazing. So if you try, or if this guy loses his house, if I'm able to get this house from him and it doesn't go into foreclosure, if I pay off the second, which is $65,000, and now I got this first mortgage, which is $345,000 at 3%, The house is worth $9 million. I got a steal. It would make sense for me to get this house from this guy, keep the mortgage in place, he move out and go somewhere else. That saves him. He can possibly get a house in the next 7 years. But now, if I keep this loan in place, I got a $345,000 loan at 3% interest with a super duper low monthly payment. I could take that house and I can rent it out to somebody else. If I didn't want to do that, I could sell this house for $700,000. It's a $40,000 house. Even if I sold it for $700,000, I'm still going to come out at $250,000 or somewhere in the area. I'm still going to make a lot of money. If I sell it at $700,000, the person that buy it, I mean, again, with inflation, that house is probably not worth, you know, $900,000. It might be right around $700,000. So this dude is getting a house, or this woman is getting a house at the right price of what the house is for, versus the guy trying to sell it for, you know, not a million or like $940,000. People are not going to be able to buy that house right now. No one can afford that. But somebody might be able to, or maybe they'll be like, I'm not paying for that house because it's not worth that. But if they can get that house for $700,000, they might risk buying that because that's a good value for that house. If it was me and I get this house, I'm going to keep that house and I'm going to rent it out because the mortgage on it at 3%, $340,000, it might be like $2,000 from what I think it was, from what I saw. I can rent that house for $4,500, maybe even $5,000. So keep that in mind. So now I got this mortgage in place. This guy's good. The bank is happy. I'm renting it for $4,500 or $5,000. And I got a spread of $3,000. You know what I mean? Like the mortgage is only $2,000 and I'm renting it out for $5,000. That's a good deal for everybody involved. So this is what I think. If you guys start this business and then you are doing this on the side, it only takes you like an hour or, you know, 2 hours a day for you to find properties like this. Like I went through one day, I just went on Zillow, and in my book, I show you guys how to do this. I just went on Zillow and I changed the filter and I looked for pre-foreclosures in Woodland Hills. Woodland Hills is in California, very expensive neighborhood, very nice. So I know that I can rent it out with no problem. I put the zip code in for Woodland Hills and it brought up like 10 houses. I put the 10 houses in an Excel sheet. I got this software that I use that I pay $49 a month. Put it in there. It started sending out text messages. The guy called me back in 3 days. So now I have this deal that I'm working on. So should I get this deal, that's going to be awesome. So that maybe took me 1 hour, one day. And if this deal pans out, was it worth my time? Yes, it was. I did the same thing in another area called Ranchos Palos Verdes. Look that up. Super, very nice. Very, very, very nice neighborhood. Same thing in that area. I think it was like 6 houses. I went door knocking to try to get some of these houses. I'm waiting on a couple calls back. But if I get this, great deals. So this is what I'm saying. This is the kind of strategy that you guys should be doing, because if you go out there and you get a rehab property, your interest rate is going to be about 10 or 15% for you to go out there and get that loan on a rehab. Even if you paid cash for it and you do the rehab and you're trying to sell it, people aren't really buying houses right now. There's also a correction in prices that are going on that I told you guys was going to happen. That's in the early stages as well. A lot of people are saying that the decline in the real estate prices are going to be similar to what happened in 2006. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm going with 35 or 40% depending on the market. But again, no one's going to go out there and pay $300,000 or $400,000 for a house when they see that there's a correction happening in the market. In addition to that, who's going to pay $400,000 or $500,000 for a house at a 6 or 7% interest rate? No one's going to do that. You're better off sitting in your house. So during a recession, you always get more renters because people can't afford to buy a house. So the best or the next option would be for them to rent. So renters go up during a recession. So we're in a recession. If people don't understand, a recession is 2 consecutive quarters of negative growth. We just had a quarter of negative growth. So we only have to have one more to be technically a recession. So then we're going to be in a recession because we're going to have a negative quarter of negative growth. So what would that let you know? We're in a recession right now because all we need is one more quarter of negative growth. So we're there. Don't wait for the definition for it to come out to understand that that's where we're at. So you got to understand that if I were to get this property, that would be a good deal because, again, I don't even have to rent it out for $5,000. If I got a spread at $2,000, I can rent it out for $35,000 or $4,000 and still come out to the good. I don't think people understand that when you rent a house out, most of the time an investor is only really making $150 to maybe $200 a month. I don't know if people really understand that. They're thinking the people are making the most of the gains off the mortgage being paid down by someone else. So if you're cash flowing $200 a month off 10 houses, you're doing pretty good. And then you got those mortgages that are being paid down. So if you ever want to refinance, that's free money for you because you're not paying it. And then you had the additional cash flow that was coming in. And then you also get the depreciation of the house. This is why people get into real estate. This is what I'm saying. I talk about all these different things in the real estate investing diet. It's available on Amazon right now. So pick it up. I mean, there's only like 11 left. So I think you should go out there and get it before it's gone. And it's at Target and Barnes & Noble and other places like that. But you can't get it until August 2nd. But on Amazon, you can get it right now. So we're in the early stages of what is happening in the real estate market. By the time October gets here or December, we're going to be full blown because if gas is going to be $6 nationwide and prices are going to keep going up, yeah. I mean, the effects are going to start to be felt maybe like 4 or 5 months from now because this is going to catch up. People's savings rate have decreased. So this is kind of how I'll be navigating right now in this current environment. In addition to that, I would probably start cutting back on my expenses. If you don't need Netflix, if you're watching Netflix once a week, I mean, why just cut it off? You know what I mean? It's not serving you any purpose to pay that extra $13 to $14 a month. You know what I mean? Do that times 12. And I mean, that's still a decent amount of money you could be saving. I would stop going out to eat as much. I mean, the other day I went out and got a burrito and my friend got a sandwich and it was $42. So I would limit that. Everything is just keep going up. So I would start to cut my expenses as much as possible because, you know, everybody want to go out to eat and people have habits. I think you should stop doing certain things that you're doing right now gradually, like going out to eat every week or going to Starbucks every morning or whatever you're doing. If you got a gym membership, I would keep my gym membership because, you know, going through these type of things, it's probably going to get stressful and you're going to need an outlet. So maybe not cut the gym membership or figure out how to work out outside or do like home workouts. I don't think home weight equipment and workout equipment was as expensive as it was in 2020. So, I mean, get that. And you can watch. Man, there's a ton of videos on YouTube that you can watch for home workouts. I personally like going to the gym. Looking at other people put up weights just gives me like okay, you just put up that. I'm going to do this too. So everybody's different. But I would try to start cutting back on expenses, man. Like start changing your habits on what you're doing right now. So by the time July or August gets here, you kind of have slowed down a lot of those habits that you had before. Maybe also plan one trip this year. I mean, if you got to plan a trip, make it a staycation to save on some money or go like maybe 2-3 hours out of the city, something like that. But I'd hop it on a plane. I'm only hopping on planes right now just because I have to go to Colombia and do things like that. I do business over there, so I got to get on a plane. But it's funny because flying out of the country seems to be a lot cheaper than flying domestically, at least in the States. It's funny because my friend was in Aspen. He bought a one-way ticket to get there. The other day, he was like, man, I just bought my ticket to go back. He's going back to Florida. He was like, it was $600. Crazy, man. So like prices in the States just to go somewhere are expensive. So I would probably just cut back on that, man. I know people want to keep up this same lifestyle that they had, but, you know, the writing's on the wall, man. Like, live within your means. Live under your means right now, at least for the next couple months, because credit card debt is at an all-time high, higher than it was before. People's saving rate has gone down. And the people are just trying to stick with the habits that they had before, and it's not going to work. And crime is starting to increase. So that's another thing, man. Like, sometimes growing up in certain environments just always have you constantly alert. Like one of the things for me growing up in the hood, I go pump my gas and I'm just always looking around because, you know, where I grew up, someone can run up on you real fast, you know, with a gun while you're pumping gas. Like I just seen some crazy things happen. So I'm always just on alert all the time. And some people that didn't grow up in environments like that, they're just, you know, not paying attention. And things happen and things are happening in broad daylight. You know what I mean? Like there was this guy in New York, that I seen an article popped up. He just got shot in broad daylight in New York. So it's a lot going on out here, man. So just be aware of your surroundings at all time. And me being in LA, crime has just increased everywhere. But just me being in LA, there's just a lot more crime out here. So, man, wherever you are, if you're definitely in a major city, just pay attention to your surroundings. Be on alert for anything, man, because anytime that the economy gets bad, the crime increases. And the current administration, they just have a different agenda with crime in general. So to couple that with people being broke and not having money, I mean, people are going to do things to survive. That's just kind of what it comes down to, because people got to eat. And so people will do some extreme things to feed their family. And I'm not condoning it, but what I'm saying is, what was going on 2 years ago, they had money. It was being printed. People were just getting money. And so again, if they were used to that and they were expecting that, or they created a different lifestyle from that, they don't have it anymore, because the government can't afford to give out any more money. So I don't foresee them coming out and saying, hey, we're about to do another stimulus, because as far as they're concerned, the economy is super hot, which it's not. You know what I mean? It's hot as far as crime goes, that's for sure, but it's not booming like they're saying. If that was the case, we wouldn't, like I said, have these major corporations doing these stock splits. We wouldn't have people decreasing their savings or that happening, and they wouldn't be out here forgiving $5 billion in student loan debt. There's a lot of things that just don't make sense with what they say. So, guys, I think pay attention, man. Pay attention to what's going on around you at all times. This guy was delivering DoorDash. This is in San Diego. This guy was delivering DoorDash. And a lady, this guy went to the door. She just came, a woman in a black dress, hopped in this guy's car and took off. And she took off and ran into a store. Now that store's got to close down. Broad daylight, she just hopped in this dude's car, ran into a building, hopped out and tried to run off. And, a couple bystanders, happened to see her. But it's just stuff like that. San Diego's a great city, and crime is going through the roof there. So I just wanted to give you guys a couple tips on what I think you should be doing. I think you should be coming up with a business. I think you should cut back on your spending. I think you should pick up the real estate investing diet, because if you want to get into real estate, that's going to be the best way to do it. But I think you guys should also stock up on food, man. It's just getting more expensive. I went to the grocery store the other day, and I might have got 3 bags of groceries, and it was like $175. So turn off this bullshit news, man. Stop watching the media. Stop watching all this propaganda and reading these dumbass articles, and put your head down. Start a business. Develop a new skill trait. Read more. Listen to audiobooks. Do something that's going to really change your life in the next 2 to 5 years. There's so many distractions going on right now, and I don't think people really understand. You're getting distracted from what's really going on and what's really happening. I talk to so many people that have no idea. I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to shut up. There's 233 mass shootings in the U.S. in 2022. 233. I'm sorry, 235. That was before the incident that happened in Texas and then the incident that happened the other day. But as you can tell, I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, I told him this is going to be the new trend. If you see that, if there was 235 mass shootings, they're now starting to push more mass shootings in the media. They're putting out articles about it. What happened to the other 233 that we didn't hear about until these? What happened to the other 200 plus? But now you're starting to see articles pop up about more and more. They're just trying to get clicks, man. They're just trying to distract you guys, because if there was 233 mass shootings, that means 3 or 4 people that were killed. If there was 233 of those, or 35 of those, whatever the number is now, why didn't we hear about any of those before? Why all of a sudden we got channel after channel, news after news article coming up about that? Yeah, man, they're just trying to distract people from what's really happening out here. And that's that this economy is about to blow up. And then people are going to be in probably a depression. And they don't want people thinking about that. They want people thinking that everything's good out here. So I'm telling you guys, stop, man. Stop doing whatever you were doing before. If you were paying attention to that and start tapping into what's really going on, like, do your own research and get out here and pay attention. So I'm just pissed off that I just talked to so many people and they have no idea what's going on here. I'm not saying that's what you guys are doing, but I just meet so many people and they're like, oh, really? It's like, what are you doing? And they got this whole woke movement. Nobody is fucking woke. Nobody is. As much as they want to say they are, they're not, man. If I go out there and I talk to 15 people or 20 people, and out of that 15 or 20, only 1 or 2 know what's really going on, that whole woke movement is not real. I mean, they can say that to push whatever agenda is going on, but man, pay attention. Y'all need to get out here and really get off mainstream media and look at some people. People on YouTube, if they're not putting up charts to back up what they're saying, or if they're not putting up different articles that you can probably go and do your own research on, then I wouldn't listen to them. If you got people up just running their mouth, talking about different things, I wouldn't trust it. Even with me, go Google anything that you hear me saying and see if it's factual or not. And if it's not, then don't listen to the podcast anymore. But I'm telling you guys, stop listening to this bullshit that they're telling you and start focusing, man. Put your head down, get into what you got to get into to make sure your life is different and cut people out of your life. I mean, if you got to be alone in your room, man, do it. If you got to be by yourself doing what you got to do, then cut people off. This is the time where that needs to happen. I can't stress that enough. That's what you guys need to be paying attention to, not trying to go to SeaWorld or Universal Studios or some dumb stuff. Like, it's cool to have fun, but this is not the time to be having fun. I can't stress that enough. If you look at what's going on in the global, in the world economy, you need to be paying attention. But anyway, guys, that was my rant. That's just my advice on what I think you need to be doing to get through this and come out on the other side of this and be a millionaire or possibly even a billionaire in 10 years, if that's what you want to do. I just wanted to hop on here and give you some solutions and tips on surviving and thriving in tough economic times. And that's what I think we're in. So I hope you found what I was saying useful and interesting and you put some of it into action. All right, guys, see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.